News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Director Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse says there is still no evidence of local transmission of the chikungunya virus. She says both cases confirmed in Jamaica are as a result of persons traveling from an affected country where they were affected with the chikungunya virus and showed signs of illness on return to Jamaica. Dr. Bullock-Ducasse is therefore reminding persons to take steps to prevent mosquito bites while in countries with cases of chikungunya. Precautionary measures include using insect repellent containing DEET and covering the body as much as possible by wearing long-sleeved clothing. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, joint pain mainly in the hands, wrists, and ankles, and other joints, headache, muscle pain, and a rash. Anyone who experiences symptoms of chikungunya is asked to visit their doctor or the nearest health center immediately. All is in place for the official opening of the Mount Rosa Bypass by August 5. Managing Director of the National Road Operating and Construction Company, NROC, Ivan Anderson, says contractors are putting the finishing touches on the thoroughfare to facilitate the official opening.
Right now, the contractors are doing cleanup, installing signs, and doing the final road marking, etc., to allow us to open on August 5th as scheduled.
Mr. Anderson was speaking in an interview with the GIS News. Motorists will travel toll-free for 1 month from August 5 to September 5. The roadway, which extends from Linstead in St. Catherine to Monique St. Anne, is the first of three legs of the north-south link of Highway 2000 to be completed. The remaining legs, Caymanas to Linstead and Monique to Otoreus, are scheduled to be completed by 2016. There is adequate supply of food to meet demand despite the negative effects of the current drought conditions on the agriculture sector. This from Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellyer. He says the country has sufficient tubers, bananas and plantains. In addition, some 4.7 million pounds of Irish potatoes are currently in storage, with another 50,000 pounds to be reaped from the current crop, enough to satisfy demand for the next 2 months.
This government will ensure that through our own production and judicious imports, we have adequate supplies of food. We will not allow the sensational and the opportunists amongst us to use the current situation as a cloak to jack up prices. And the ministry will make every effort possible to ensure that the nation's food supply is not compromised, nor the growth momentum in this vital sector reversed.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at a press briefing in St. Andrew Tuesday. The maximum recruitment age for applicants to the Overseas Farm Workers Program has been adjusted from 40 to 45 years. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says the adjustment is in recognition of the fact that there are many able-bodied persons older than age 40.
There are able-bodied people who are over 40 that work harder than some people in their 20s. So the ministry has made the adjustment. So rather than trying to break a rule or bend it, we move the age limit from 40 up to 45. So as to give a lot more people a chance who can really make it in that work environment.
Minister Kellyer was addressing a recent recruitment exercise for workers for the Canadian and United States Farm Workers Program in St. James. The minimum age limit of 21 years will remain. Operations of the Maypin Fire Station in Clarendon have been strengthened with the acquisition of a state-of-the-art fire truck. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott says the purchase of new trucks is part of plans to re-equip the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
This modern state-of-the-art fire unit is guaranteed to significantly enhance the capabilities of the Jamaica Fire Brigade. This unit is designed to specification, developed in Jamaica to suit local conditions, local terrain. It has hydraulic ramps and generators. It is a four-wheel drive unit. It's capable of driving and pumping water at the same time.
Mr. Arscott was speaking at the recent handing over ceremony at the Maypin Fire Station. The unit is among three acquired by the government at a cost of $133 million. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.